Hey, it's Dan here. If you want to hear this episode of the Backchat podcast without ads and get extra content that no one else gets, head to backchatstudios.com.au where you can sign up as a patron and access all of our bloody good merch.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems. But getting therapy has its own problems too. Like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Why am I smiling, you might ask? Welcome to Backchat, powered by Paywise. I just asked Nick, our producer, wonderful operator, by the way, wonderful. Gets a lot of this show put together. We can't do it without him.
Nope.
I just asked him on the spelling of a word. He gave me a full throttle answer. Yep. This is how you spell it.
Yep.
I reply with, you're a fucking horrible speller though, aren't you? He goes, yeah, dreadful. Can't spell anything.
It's good that he admits it though.
Correct. So powered
by Paywise.
There's
nothing worse than someone who thinks they're a good speller and they're not.
Or good at anything and
they're
not.
Worst thing ever.
Or good at anything and they're not. Yeah. You know, like local sport, you know, think you're good at basketball, you're not.
Yeah.
That's the best example I can come up with. Driving.
Yeah.
Producing.
Tick. Yeah.
Setting up cables in a podcast. Yeah. Whatever it is. Hosting.
Yeah.
Talking.
Yes.
All of those things. Look, I know that's a bit of a random start, but here we are.
Here we are.
Look, there's a few things happening on the show I'm a bit excited about. I know we're back chat. I know we like doing that, but we've got a forward on the show.
We do.
And you say that disappointed because one, he's a forward, and two, he plays for the team you don't like.
I like Fremantle.
Oh, God.
I really like the Dockers.
So the other exciting thing that I've got lined up for today's show is you're going full nuff on us.
Well, usually I do, but there's some issues around the AFL that I need to address.
You go nuff. Mm. Now you're going full nuff. And I'm right here for it.
Okay.
But another thing I'm excited about is Paywise. Our good friends at Paywise, who Fleet Network, Paywise, just think of them as the same thing.
Yeah.
We haven't upgraded. They have.
You know,
they
some
have.
People
we haven't.
Have like their conjoined twins.
Yes.
Right?
Some people have conjoined twins.
So that's a thing. Like, it's sort of like Paywise and Fleet Network. Like, they're the same. They're two different people, but they're connected.
So I reckon you've just compared having like two kids, like, I don't know, just, you know, a boy and then a girl, and then conjoined twins come along. Like, it's not exactly the same type operation.
Yep.
But they are the same parents. Frankie and the boys are still running the operation down there. They're still offering novated leases.
Check.
They are adding additional things too. But what I'm excited about is not only what they're doing down there is we've got a new ad.
Ooh, yeah, we do.
We've been working on this for a little while. I think it might be brilliant. That's my probably low sell on it.
Yep.
It could be award winning.
If you think I'm enoughy, you should have seen me during the filming of this ad hand cleaning Jeremy McGovern's car with a wet wipe just to get all the little stains off for Mr. McGovern while I was singing the Eagles, team song.
Yes.
So there you go.
You could be forgiven for not knowing how that goes. Now, one not so exciting piece. Hamish won't be joining us today. He's got some family matters to attend to. So we will not be having Hamish join us.
That's okay.
Could you put two and two together that the last time he was with us on the show, he was effectively naked and now he's no longer on the show today?
Yes.
I don't know. Maybe you could draw a line between those two
Possibly.
Things.
My wife was looking through our Instagram and she was like, wow, whoa. And I was like, what? And she was like, I can't even look at that. I said, what? Then she showed me and she's like, Hamish is naked. It actually looked like he was naked. People genuinely thought it.
Wasn't he naked?
Basically.
Could have been.
It's just a thin piece of cloth.
We've got some good stuff coming up with Tab Touch, some funny stuff too. So, Daniel, let's get into it, mate. All right. So, the weekend that's gone, Look, I think, look, I've just come from a big chat with Don Pike. Oh, everything's right. Going well down at West
Coast.
Yeah. You must be happy with the competitiveness, the brand.
Yes, I am happy. Do you know what? I'm actually happy that I'm upset because for the last...
I didn't ask if you were upset, so you're upset.
I'm upset, but I'm happy about it because for the last 2 years, I've lived with just acceptance that my team's so bad that I just don't care.
Right.
You know, like I want them to win, but I just knew they weren't going to. Right. It is a nice, almost like, oh, I do feel pain sort of feeling when my team, I want them to win and I think they're going to, but then the AFL goes, no chance, we're not letting you win this one. And then we lose and I'm upset about losing. So it's nice to be upset about losing, if that makes sense.
So I understand all of that and it all makes sense other than the AFL won't let us win this one.
Well, there's plenty of reasons why the AFL, are we going there?
Oh, we're there.
Okay, so the AFL obviously want the Gold Coast Suns to succeed. They've done many things.
Well, they haven't done a very good job of it. They've never played finals.
Well, that's right, because this is the season that they go, okay, we've got all this AFL ambassador money that you know we're going to give to Hardwick just so that he can come along to the Gold Coast.
Yeah, Kentucky, and then we go coaching.
Italy money, whatever. I don't know if they're getting it from like some Saudi like oil money, but I reckon they're funneling that through.
You're putting that on the table?
Yeah.
Saudi money?
Potentially, there's some Saudi money getting funneled through the AFL to Damien Hardwick so that he could coach the Gold Coast Suns. So that's just one thing that we could talk about forever. Potentially. I'm going to say allegedly. I don't want to be done for defamation. Allegedly, that could have happened. So Damien Hardwick comes over for the Gold Coast after many years of them being so bad. Now all of a sudden they're like, okay, enough's enough. Tassie's coming in soon. West Coast are really bad, right?
That's right. They were.
North Melbourne are really bad.
They're bad.
There's some teams that are really bad. It's time. This is our opportunity for the Gold Coast Suns to rise like the sun. So
they should like the Power Rangers, like their entries, like let's rise.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm
just going through my list here. So AFL Ambassador Fund, money from the AFL to get Hardwick to one of the best coaches ever. Right. Like, great, bring him there. Then let's just move. They're giving them $33 million last year or whatever. There's all
that's
that.
Happened. That's not allegedly. That's happened.
They
but you haven't got to the bottom of where the money. Account. You haven't.
I'm just sort of building up that the AFL want Gold Coast. They need Gold Coast to succeed. They've invested so much money.
I understand.
If they don't succeed, it looks bad on the AFL.
But there is a fact they were given $33 million. You just haven't got to where the accounts are coming from. The jury may still be out where that money's
still
actually
out.
It could be. It could be the equalisation that the AFL, publicly tells us that happens, or
could be other things.
Right.
Okay, that I won't go into too much. If you go to Reddit threads, you'll find some answers and big footy. Now let's go to.
Did you go to the game? No.
Did I go to the game?
No.
Get to the game?
Would you like to get into the game?
Now, let's go to the game before the game. So West Coast v...
The Dockers.
The Dockers, right?
The Derby.
Tom Barras.
You won this game.
Yeah, we won that game. But the AFL goes, okay, they won, but we need to like still... We can't let them move too far up and fly too high like the Eagles are.
We need Gold Coast to win.
So we've moved to West Coast now. So now Tom Barras gets suspended for something that probably shouldn't have been suspended for.
Right.
Walter's head doesn't hit the ground, hits the ball. They deem it whatever they deemed it, and they gave Tom Barras suspension, knowing that next week
you've skimmed over a lot of facts there. But yes, I see where you're going.
Next week
you've skimmed over the entire facts of the tribunal decision.
Yes. Now let's move on. Let's move on to who the most. Like important position in an AFL squad,
fullback.
Tom Barras.
I thought you were like fullback, definitely.
Yes, 100%.
I completely agree.
Premierships the most important. The spine. Now and who have Gold Coast got as one of their best?
Sam Collins.
No, best forwards. Ben King. Who again? The AFL have been trying for so long to get him up there so that he can make Gold Coast relevant. Now Tom Barras gets suspended. Can't play against Gold Coast. That's already like deemed by the AFL planning a week ahead. All right, if he gets suspended, then he can't play against Gold Coast. Gold Coast are going to win. Let's go to Harley Reid resting, okay?
Right.
Now.
This has been mandated.
I will concede that the AFL had nothing to do with the Harley Reid resting.
Are you sure?
I don't know how. Have you ever heard of this? The AFL stepping in and saying, hey, could you just rein in Harley Reid a bit?
No, I haven't. But I haven't heard of them siphoning funds through Saudi Arabia either. So it doesn't quite...
Who knows?
All I'm saying is, going with your tin hat theory that you're rolling out here, it is possible that the AFL rang.
That Don Pike got a call and said, hello, it's Dills.
Andrew Dillon.
It's Dills. Andrew Dillon. And he says, hey, mate, look, Reed's going really well. We want to make sure that there's some longevity. He's a young man. He's 18. He's away from home.
That doesn't go with your conspiracy theory. They would be ringing saying we want Gold Coast to win.
Yes. No, they're saying to Don, they're saying,
I understand.
Like, we need to rest Reed because they want, he could win the game for West Coast.
No, yeah. So they don't worry about their longevity. Don't make me buy into your theory here. No. Do you understand what the AFL would have said? They would have said, we need Gold Coast to win. Yes. You're resting Harley. No questions.
Yeah, but they're not
going to. No, they're going to say to Don, listen, Don, you can sell this however the fuck you want. Yeah. You can say, Harley needs a rest. We want him to be a good player for a long time.
Great.
You can push
this.
It however you like.
Good.
Right?
Yeah.
But he's resting because we need Gold Coast to win.
Yes.
Right.
But then what does Don say? He goes, oh, yeah, all right. We'll,
no, Don doesn't have a choice because his boss, Andrew Dillon, says, Don, this is what's happening, Don.
Okay. Well, there you go. Well, that's happened. So Reed got told that he had to be rested.
Why am I driving your fucking tin hat theory here?
Now, let's go to the actual game. There's a lot of what ifs now, but let's go to the game. I'm going to read you out some numbers, right? This is free kick disparity across round 7. Right. Okay. 0, even, 5, 4.
This is per game?
4. No, this is every game in round 7.
Per game,
sorry.
Yeah.
5, 0, 4, 4, 4, 6. Let's go to the West Coast game, 12.
Right.
Free kick disparity. That is double the average.
So has the AFL had a word to the umpiring department?
Yeah, Razor Ray, of course, comes back from injury last week. First game in ages.
He actually umpired the derby.
He did help us out a bit there. But he's back. He's very linked to the AFL, all the media and shit like that.
Yeah, so would you like to put a case for why those numbers matter?
Yes.
I don't feel like you're fully committing to your fucking
nuffiness. No, I'm getting there.
Nuffiness.
They've had they gave away double the amount of free kicks on average than every other team. So the umpiring now is coming into it and saying, we're not going to let you win this game. We're going to make sure Matt Rowe, who's the most protected species since, I don't know, species going extinct. What's like what's
Tasmanian devil.
No, well, that's gone. Okay. Like, what's one that they... Oh, pandas. WWF.
Killer whales.
No, I think they're fine. Are they fine?
Salmons. Dazzy salmons.
No, WWF stepped in because they wanted to save the pandas, right? There's hardly any pandas. So then, like, Matt Rowe...
Hey, The Rock and fucking Stone Cold and The Undertaker.
What?
WWF. No, who that is?
No,
WWF.
No, that's the WWE. They changed it because WWF sued them and said you can't use...
Who's the WWF?
World Wrestling Federation. No, the Worldwide... World Wildlife Foundation.
Right.
Yeah, that's why WWF had to change the WWE.
Okay.
So, Matt Rowe, he got 7 free kicks paid for him, right?
Mm.
On average, he gets 3.
So what's the conspiracy there?
Well, they're giving Matt Rowe, it couldn't even touch him.
Right.
So West Coast lost in the center clearances because every time the ball was in the middle, the umpires just gave the ball to Matt Rowe.
So who's made that happen?
The umpires.
Why?
Razor Ray, because they want West Coast to lose.
Who do? So the umpires or the AFL?
The umpires are the AFL. The AFL employ the umpires. Right. So the umpires are being told, this is what we're going to do. You're going to get in there, Razor. You're a veteran. You know how to do this. You're going to make sure Matt Rowe gets a lot of the ball. 2 of the top 3 free kicks, 4 in the AFL are Gold Coast players.
Could I give you a counter argument to that?
Mm.
Matt Rowell's led the league this year across clearances. He's one of the hardest, most contested players in the AFL. Maybe he's just good. And he actually went harder at it than most of the West Coast
players.
He's
very good and he does go hard. I'll give him that. But looking back at the tape and the free kicks, mate, they're just touching his like bicep. And they're free kick. They blew the whistle that many times.
Okay. Would you like to play a little video?
I mean, let's go to the Petrucelli decision. Now, this is just play the video. Ball's going out of bounds.
I'm particularly Andy here. I'm Jonathan Brown and Lynchy waxing lyrical.
Petrucelli there. Ball's going to bounce on the ground. You can play it again. The ball's going to bounce on the ground and go about 30 rows back into the stands.
Yep.
Right? Petrucelli goes, oh, ball's out of bounds. I'm just going to use my fist, put it out, and I'm just going to guide it into the ground. Then they march up. Here we go. Let's watch it again. Let's just stop it from going much further. There was no whistle call. There was no out of bounds on the full call, and he did that, and then he blew the whistle, and then he gave a 50-meter penalty. This is right when West Coast has done put their foot down. They're 2 points up. Gold Coast.
Putting their foot down.
Gold Coast are now marched up. They kick a goal, and then the run starts.
Right. I would argue, my counter argument to that would be that's a free kick and a 50-meter penalty because he spoiled it when it was out in the full, and that's in the rule
that's
book.
But that's like black and white rule. Like the umpire is allowed to adjudicate that and go, look, common sense prevails here. He wasn't trying to waste time. Brandon Parfitt from Geelong last night in the second.
Brandon Parfitt. So he's in on it.
In the second half, he gave away a free kick, kicked it 20 metres. The umpire goes, nah, bring it back.
So are you saying Parfitt?
Parfitt, well, he's part of Geelong, and of course AFL love Geelong.
Right.
They're back 7-0.
Right.
They're not meant to be doing that.
You are right. That is correct.
So
am I to take from this, after West Coast has one good game against the Fremantle Dockers?
Yes. A good game against Sydney and a good game against...
No, I'm aware of the last... That was Richmond. I'm aware of those two. I think they played one good game because it was a loss against Sydney. They beat Richmond with 12 players on the field, and then they were able to beat Fremantle Dockers. I'll give you Freo. Mm-hmm. So after those...
You've now
lost to Gold Coast in Gold Coast.
No one beats
you. You had half the amount of inside 50s they did.
Mm.
Your midfielders couldn't get their hands on the ball.
Because Matt Rowell kept getting free kicks.
You couldn't convert any of your inside 50s.
Yep. Matt Rowell.
And now you think the AFL's against you and collaborating to keep not only you out of the top eight, but the Gold Coast Suns into the top eight.
Yeah. Yep, absolutely. Nick?
Can I just dig you out of this rabbit hole and give you a dose of reality, what the people are saying on YouTube?
Right.
Jared says, far out, this shit Dan is spewing out actually hurts to listen to.
Good.
Yep. Nick Boy says, yeah, there'll be enough of that absolute dribble.
Mm-hmm.
Someone says, you might not have got a COVID jab, fear of microchipping, to get your tinfoil hat on. So.
Oh, fuck me, mate. Like, honestly, there's the only thing worse than a whinging West Coast supporter when you've gone
someone said,
shit,
nah, I pay that.
Shit for 2 years and we have to sit here every week and you come into work and the world's against you. Is a fucking West Coast fan that has some hope now and now feels hard done by against because you've lost a game of football.
I'd just like to point out that there are comments agreeing with everything I'm saying. Josh MC says, the AFL are in a league with grey aliens. There you go.
What does that mean?
I don't know, but it feels like it's on my side. Anyways, I'm just... I thought...
How do I get out? How do I finish with this? Because I've heard enough.
All right, that's enough. We're going to win next week against the Bombers.
Is that right? So is that you to finish? You're going to beat the Bombers at home?
Yeah.
By how much?
10 points.
You're going to win by 10 points. How many is Jake Waterman kicking? You must be happy with his
form. Oh, Fern Jake Coleman. The snake. Literally, they need to investigate if he's done something to his hand so that the ball can't come out of there.
I don't think there's any investigating that needs
he's
to be
very
done.
Good.
Nah. He's just a good player.
He's very good.
No investigation needed.
Nah.
I'll tell you one thing that does need investigation is the Freo Dockers. Fremantle and the Western Bulldogs. I tell you what, their forward line right now, Daniel, they're exciting me a lot.
They've struggled to kick goals in the past.
Well, Pat Voss comes into the side and look, I think he was quite good. I think they might have made an error playing Big Tabs. We love Big Tabs, but his back's cooked. And he can't move, unfortunately. And they're things that make it difficult to play when you can't move.
That's true.
So Tabs misses out. Pat Voss comes in and... I'm all in on a certain player. We did chat about this on the Shelter Footycast this morning. Mark Reddings and myself went down into a little bit of a rabbit hole of our own, and I've put my chips behind this big fella right now.
Just feels like he's getting a real grip on this competition.
I'm all in on Josh Tracy. And you know I have been since I very first saw him play. And he's a key forward. He needs to develop. He needs confidence. Like these sorts of guys... That the big pack markers.
And he imposed himself physically. Yeah. Even he doesn't mark the ball.
Yeah, but it's all about timing. Taking those marks, it's all about timing, and timing is confidence. So we saw Luke Jackson having to go forward in the derby, and his timing was there, and it was just a confidence thing. And I think if you keep him there for a few weeks, he'll start taking hangers on people's heads because you get your timing right. Josh Tracy... Look, I think, you know, for some people he's been frustrated. For me, I've just been watching him. He's been developing. Like, you'll have a good game, you'll have a bad game.
Because he looks older than 21 or 22. So you feel like he's 26, 25, and you think, well, come on, young bloke, get yourself moving. But you're right.
He does everything you want in a key forward. He is physical. He chases and tackles. He can kick a goal from outside 50.
Good set shot.
He clunks marks. Like, I don't know how much more you want from a key forward.
Just
And we know exactly what we're doing here. I've introduced it. We've got the big fella himself joining us right now. Thanks to ID Athletic, idathletic.com. Dan, you might even be able to get some West Coast paraphernalia down there or even on our website, backchatstudios.com.
Hell yeah. Up the coasters.
Up the bloody coasters. But now, get a Daniel, dog up, yeah. I can tell you right now, thanks to ID Athletic, it's Wharfie time.
Oh, yeah.
Rightio, thanks to ID Athletic, we get some special stars of the competition. And we've had a real dominance of backmen, haven't we,
yeah, Dan?
I mean, that does make elite sense backman. With back chat. I sometimes make exception for good blokes.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Good football players, yes, but good blokes. And I know this man is one of those. He's also in very good form. And he joins us thanks to ID Athletic on the show, Josh Tracy. Hello,
Kahuna.
Mate. How are you, mate?
Hello, fellas. Pleasure to be on. Good to you mentioned you have had a lot of backmen on, mate. And it's good to see me representing the forwards of the world. Get a look in.
Good. Okay, we can talk about that off the top then. Backman v forwards. I mean, you've been doing some nice work in the forward line really since you've been at the football club, but do you think there's ever a chance you'd be down the back line? I feel like you've got the mentality for a back.
Snippet of one game, I reckon, in my first year, we had a few boys go down against Geelong. I was currently the number one ruck that day and then had to go back for 10 or 15. Took a nice intercept mark,
yes,
and then kicked it straight back to Jack Henry and just went back over my head. And I was like, oh, I do not want to experience this again. So not going back.
Yeah, that's brilliant. It's usually a good way to get yourself out of the back line. Start turning the footy over. Now he's a forward. You're going to get him in front of the big sticks. Mate, how's the season been from you so far this year? I think, look, personally watching on, it looks like you've really found some confidence. Especially with your timing and your marking and your forward craft. How's the year been from your point of view, you personally? I know Freo's going how they're going, but how have you found the year?
Yeah, I think confidence is the right word. Not just personally, but I feel like I've just got the backing from everyone to go out there and play my way. And, I feel like it's been a pretty good start and something I can build on and hopefully we can turn into a big year.
Good. Yeah, you were yelling something off the top there, Dan. What were you on?
Kahuna, the big Kahuna. That's one of the best nicknames in the AFL, just quietly.
Well, tell people why you're the big Kahuna. People think it's because you're a big unit.
The small town that I grew up in, northern Victoria, is called Kahuna. So for those out there who want to Google where that is and look at the travel that I did as a kid growing up playing footy, feel free to have a look.
What sort of travel times were you looking at to go and get a game on the weekends? I'm assuming mum and dad played a big part in all of that as well.
Yeah, local footy, our furthest game away was a good 2.5-3 hours. and then obviously once I started playing rep footy in the TSA Cup, we were off to Melbourne pretty much every second weekend, which was another 3.5-4 hours. We trained in Bendigo, which is an hour and a half away. So that was 2 times a week. Just for about 3 years there was in the car, footy training, in the car, game, consistently.
I did see on your Wikipedia page, though, that do you know who wrote that? Because it says in there that you played Auskick and Kahuna, which I think is just such a minor detail that someone really knows the intricate details of your life.
He's from Kahuna.
Yeah, but like in people's Wikipedia pages, it doesn't say like that he played for like Coolbinia Auskick.
Does it not say that in yours?
It doesn't say it in mine.
Well, you should add it in then.
Thank you.
What's some of the. Have you always been a forward, mate? Like, genuine question. You always playing the forward line?
Yeah, always forward. When I first started playing senior footy against men, I was actually a ruckman. Just got thrown into the deep end a little bit and soon learned to find your feet pretty quick playing against men at, 15 years old. But, yeah, my draft year was 2020, so I was obviously didn't get to play any footy, but we were going to trial playing down back. So a few practice matches I actually have, but, it's just always felt more comfortable up that end of the ground.
Forward sell memberships, mid-sign sponsorships, backswing premierships. I just want to comment on that statement.
Yeah, I've heard you mention it quite a few times in your shows. Yeah, I don't know if I can disagree with you, to be honest.
Right. Great. I'm sure
that's
really
good.
Really
good
answer.
For a forward. What about the forwards that you play alongside, any of those that who would make the best backman out of those guys?
That's a great question.
Maybe Tommy Emmett as a lockdown defender?
Yes, we would love
Tommy Emmett.
We would love Emmett down the back line.
I feel like he's the one that you look through like midweek. You're like, we're playing Freo. Like, no, I don't want to play on Tommy this week sort of thing.
Yes, yeah, correct.
He'll just bash you all day, I reckon.
What about Jai Amos? You guys have a bit of a bromance there. What's it like playing alongside him?
Yeah, it's just free and easy. Like, we just understand each other so easily. And, it's just... It's not a hassle. We understand where each other are, where to and where not to run, you know. So it's just, it makes life so much easier when he's around. And obviously when Dog is back with us, it's really comfortable down there.
Sounds like you're talking about maybe off the field. I want to know what he's like as a player, easy and know where each other are all the time. And it's just, you know, it's quite emotional, really.
Well, that's how you get so connected on field, Scully.
Yeah, very good. I like that a lot. Now, mate, you've had some huge matchups this year. We had a bit of a run across. You kicked 14 for the year, but you played on some big backmen: Liam Jones, Jacob Wiedering, Tom Barris, Jeremy McGowan, Harris Andrews, Toby Pink on the weekend. Yep. We like Pink Eye. Don't worry about that. James Bornese down in Adelaide, mate. You've had some massive matchups. You must be learning a lot every week as a forward playing on these really great defenders.
Yeah, and I think that's part of the confidence as well, like understanding like who I'm matching up on and you know, playing to my strengths that it holds up against, you know, arguably the best handful of big backs in the league. I can think back to the Port game, like usually when there's three tools, you can maybe get a medium defender sometimes, but obviously Port, they have Aaliyah, Radaglia and Zerk Thatcher. So there was just no hiding that day and took a real lot of confidence from that week. And obviously every defender is different and have their own challenges. Consistently trying to adapt the different types of player that you're playing on, but at the same time trying to stick to my guns.
Now, are we still cutting lawns on weekdays? Are we still looking at a bit of lawn porn? We got the social media. Is that tracking along nicely? What's happening there?
It's had a bit of a halt, to be honest.
And your footy's improved. Tell you what, there's no majority lines between them.
I don't know if that's the key point there, but it's obviously a passion of mine that I've always had and looking to explore that area, whether it's being a greenskeeper or running a big business like Spide Runs. Still working out all of that at the moment.
So for those listening along at home and don't know what I'm talking about, you've got an Instagram page. What's it called?
It's called Grutter.
Grutter?
Yes, Grass Cutter.
Good.
It's brilliant.
Tied it up a few of the boys' lawns, a couple of others. Made a bit of families. Like I said before, a bit of a passion and something I've always enjoyed. Would like to learn a lot more in that space.
You got big grass at your house.
I do, and I killed it. The sprinkler system stopped working, and I'm really not handy. I couldn't fix it, and then a lot of my grass went yellow. So anything to help bring it back to life would be handy, but we can talk about that another time. I don't know if anyone wants to listen about my grass. I was looking at your sort of career stats and where you like to kick goals, and outside Perth, the MCG seems to be a bit of a hunting ground for you. What is it about the MCG that sort of gets you going there?
Yeah, I wouldn't even have picked that, to be honest. I think I've only played three or four games there.
How many did you kick there, Dan?
It's kicked eight. Kicked 22 in Perth, eight is the MCG, and then, you know, most of the others are like two or three.
Ah. Yeah, well, obviously being the Coliseum that it is and growing up in Victoria, you always dreamt of a kid as kicking snags on the G, so... Yeah, I don't know if that has any resemblance or not, but hopefully we can pin a few more back this week.
Yep, you got who are they playing?
Richmond.
Richmond at the G this week.
Big
so
one.
You're going to have, is Kahuna coming down for a game? Maybe you have a whole bay reserved for the entire town of Kahuna?
Sunday fixture means that there will be a few from Kahuna. So, yes, I think there will be a few ticket requests this week.
That's good. How are you finding over here, mate? Like you're a Victorian, a lot of hype around a member of the opposition of yours over here in the West, around the go home factor. I was here for a long time. There's plenty of your teammates doing the same thing. How do you like Perth and Fremantle and being over here in the West?
Honestly, love it. There's no real drive to go back to Melbourne because I didn't grow up in Melbourne. I grew up in the country, and yeah, I feel like Perth is a really big country town to an extent. You've got people you bump into, and they know someone who knows someone who you know. And just the freedom over here as well. And yeah, I'd love to explore this state a little bit more. I don't think you realise how big it actually is, this place over here, until you get over here. It's a beautiful, beautiful state, and I love it over here.
What Josh is saying is that Harley Reid is never leaving West Coast Eagles. So thank you, mate. Appreciate it.
Big West Coast Nuffy over here. Don't mind my friend Dan. Before we let you go, Josh, now I've been tickets in all aboard the Josh Tracy Express for a long time. In fact, like since his first game at Waffle level.
Yep.
Clairmont, he's back there battling away in the back line, just getting it. You've come out and taken five of the biggest contested marks you'll ever see, kick five in the first quarter. And I'm back there thinking, one, this bloke's kicking 20. Two, who the fuck is this man child? What is, do you remember that day? Because I've been convinced you're a superstar ever since that day. And I challenge anyone to correct me on that fact as well. Do you remember that?
I do remember it, but probably for the wrong reasons. It's because I might have knocked out Brady Gray the week before and actually got suspended and hurt me chances of playing round one, and the only thing I could do was play a waffle scratchy and then end up kicking seven against Claremont.
Right, so it's not a happy memory for you. It was happy for me. I was very happy.
Well, we actually got an AFL rule change about that too, because the AFL the waffle didn't start for like another month. Right. And I couldn't serve it anywhere. So got the rule changed and was back in a couple of weeks and made my debut round four.
Well, there you go. It's the Josh Tracy rule. You've got an amendment in the AFL rule book.
Mate, not everyone has that. That's
so
good.
I headbutted Zach Butters one day and I got a week for it. So that's probably about as good as I've got. Mate,
must have been nice hitting Brady Gray though.
Yeah, Brady Gray. No, we like him.
I like Brady Gray.
Yeah, mate, we're gonna let you go. Good luck at the MCG this week. Very big fans of you at Backchat. Even if you're a forward, even if it sounds like you're never going to go down the back line, if you could just, if there is an opportunity, you're behind your man, one of these big dog backmen that play on you, if we could just see a spoil from you, when there's no chance of you marking it, if you've got a spoil in you, we'd love to see it.
Yes, please.
Right. See what I can do, fellas.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Josh Tracy from the Freo Dockers. Thanks to ID Athletic. Well done, mate. Go well.
Thanks, fellas. Pleasure.
ID Athletic, making the best merch, team gear, all of it. Thanks for bringing us that. Now,
sorry
the stream.
About, yeah, sorry
yes,
about.
The stream. Sorry about the stream cutting. You know, like, so when your phone gets really hot, right, and it's just like, what's going on? And then you realize someone's tracking you.
Quite often it's like the China, you know, the China. Chinese government.
Yeah, it's the Chinese government. Now, we just had something come up on the laptop. The boys were saying it wasn't plugged in, but that doesn't make sense why the stream would just cut. Yeah. It was getting very hot.
It doesn't make any sense why no one would plug a laptop.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
No, that makes no sense. So the AFL are doxing us. They got onto us early. Someone showed them the clip of me talking about them, and they're doxing our laptops.
You did bring Harley Reid into that conversation with Josh Tracy.
Yeah, perhaps. I mentioned Harley Reid. They go, oh, hang on, little, you know, like they there's a scanner on The Simpsons where he buys a book of the UFO, and then it goes to the present. That's the sort of stuff that's happening. Okay? Are we clear?
Sorry about all Fuck that, guys. Me. And thanks for being with us on YouTube. Did we get everyone back? We didn't get everyone back.
We're halfway there. But
fuck me. We lost half our fucking
If you and
audience.
Your mates watch this on YouTube together and you can't see his name in the chat, please give them a call and tell them we're back.
Yep, great. I'm sure the people are picking phones up everywhere, getting them back on. To bring the mood back up in my own brain, I would love to play for you, ladies and gentlemen, something that I saw and felt on the weekend. There is some...
There is a bit of vision.
There is some vision.
But it's mostly audio. Like the vision is great for people on YouTube, and you will see it now because we are back.
It's video number seven, boys.
Video number seven.
What that is. East Fremantle goal after the siren to win the game. Swan Districts, East Freo in the waffle. This is a big moment.
Huge moment.
It's a big moment for the players.
Yep.
Big moment for the fans.
Yep.
But what it is a big moment for is the commentator. Especially, I will add, if you're commentating in the waffle.
Yeah, it's a step up.
He's one out. You don't have champion data in front of you. Like, you think calling the AFL will be hard on Papalia's side? So, yes, certainly. There's a lot more pressure. But probably the lack of viewers on this one means that, like, I think it's even harder at waffle level.
Yep.
And so when you're one out and you're by yourself, and it's not on Channel 7. We're not talking Channel 7 game here, Dan. This is going out and Streamer, which we love Streamer. They broadcast the Fistball.
Yep.
You got one opportunity to nail the moment. Mm-hmm. And I think the moment was nailed, although I do think there was perhaps a lack of oxygen in the box. If we can roll this, I'd love to listen and watch this one come along.
45 degrees out. Right side for a right footer.
Down by 4 points.
A little bit of wind assistance.
They didn't do the work.
In he comes. The Swan supporters are giving him his streaks. 48 metres. Oh, my goodness me. McDonald's got it home. What a heart stopper. The Sharks have snatched victory from the jaws of defeat. This is incredible. 45 degrees.
So, you know BT's call of the 2016 grand final. Yeah. He's just like, boys kicked a goal. Boys kicked a goal. Fuck! So I reckon Darren McDonald, father of Logan.
Great.
Sydney Swans, up-and-coming superstar. Sounds like he's choking on the oxygen in the box. Like, I just loved every bit about
so
it.
So good.
The passion.
Yep.
The lack of expletive hurt. He was about to drop an F-bomb.
I reckon.
If BT can do it, I reckon Darren can do it. I just thought, shout out for great emotional coverage of a waffle game.
And if he was like sort of losing his voice, you know, some people could shy away from that moment, maybe go away, clear their throat, try and get a glass of water. He is like, we're all the way there committing.
So that people can get my dead body off the floor and I can starve myself of oxygen getting this out. Let's keep going with the party though, because it's not all about the live people. It's about our podcast listeners and our watchers on YouTube after the fact as well. In fact, you make up a large majority of our podcast.
Yes.
So we're going to keep going. The back chat breakdown, this is going from strength to strength.
Ooh,
I don't say that sarcastically. If you want to sponsor a segment on the podcast, this is available. I will say that right now. Look, I would like more people to send in clips they want broken down, because this clip right here we're about to show was sent in by one of our very lovely listeners, and I won't say who that is, but this was not found by us. It was just found by them. So if you want something broken down, if you find something, you see something, say something, let me know. I'll break it down. The back chat breakdown, where I'm giving you a little bit more insight, perhaps why things are happening and who's doing them. So Geelong sit at the top of the AFL ladder.
Yes.
Yeah, sorry. You're looking at me. I forgot to give you something.
No, it's all right. It's all right.
You can forgive me for being a little bit rude.
Yeah, yeah, it's okay. It's all right.
Geelong v. Carlton.
Hey, Scully, got a question for you.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm off the back of this.
Yeah.
There is one team in the AFL.
This is out of the blue.
Completely out of the blue, not playing. There's one team in the AFL, right, who has not had a player get 30 touches in a game this year.
No way.
Every team bar one has had a player get 30 touches. Have a guess, Somio, especially on YouTube. You can type it in.
Have a guess. Who could it be? As we tell you why Geelong are so fucking good on the back chat breakdown. Righto, welcome to this week's Back Chat Breakdown, and we're looking at the best team in the competition, Geelong, this week. And if you're wondering why, I think it's off work rate across the board, but most specifically in this clip. We're going to watch the unicorn, Mark Blitzarves. He plays in the ruck, in the midfield, and on the wing. I don't see anyone in the competition doing what he does. Let's roll the tape. He's right here at the front on Carlton's best midfielder, arguably, with Walsh. He's on Patrick Cripps. Defensive 50 stoppage. You want to get it out of here as a Geelong side. That's pretty much aim number one, but they switch it and take it across the other side of the ground. Not many teams do that, but Geelong do. I want to pause it here. You've got Geelong players all through the middle of the ground. There's about eight of them, and they are working their absolute you-know-what's off to open up a side of the ground. Now, every Carlton player in picture right now needs to match that work rate because of how hard Geelong are going. I want you to watch down the bottom side of this screen, bottom left, the man I'm speaking about, Mark Blitzarves, who started on Patrick Cripps at the stoppage. Watch how quick and how hard he's working. Here he is here. It's actually unbelievable to watch. Blake Akers is a good runner and he can't catch him whatsoever. I will say there, I still haven't seen Paddy Cripps. So he's put 100 metres on him in about 10 seconds. Which not necessarily a clip here on Paddy Cripps, but it's probably not the work rate you need as an opposition midfielder. He goes the entire way, end to end, runs the length of the MCG, and that one gets paid a mark. He kicks a goal from that. And that is why Geelong is so good right now. It's not their superstars. It's not high-end talent. It's work rate. It's role-playing. And it's a little bit of unicorn work from this man right here, but Mark Blitzarves. That's the Backchat Breakdown. You want to catch more of it, follow us on Twitter, Backchat double underscore, or Instagram, same thing. There you go.
Yeah, I love that. That's really good.
Did we get any answers on who it is? Who has not had 30 touches this year?
We got two answers. Max Hansen says the Tasmania Devils, which is
it's true.
Technically correct.
Funny answer. Yeah,
it's true.
And yep. Pont says it sounds like Geelong, considering your comment.
Yep, that's the correct answer. Well done. Geelong, the only team that actually also haven't had anyone get 29 touches. So I think 28's the max.
Is that right?
Which is pretty crazy.
Well, I'll tell you why, because just to get a little analytical, which we're doing a little bit more on Mondays, if you move the footy like that, I watched Sydney play on the weekend. They had 140 marks against Hawthorn and they just chipped their way the whole way up. So in a transition play, they might have 15 touches. Geelong had three.
Yeah.
From end
from
to end.
One end, yeah.
So that's why they're not getting big touches. What would you rather? Sydney won by a lot as well. But I think you'd rather be efficient and move it from one end to the other with less touches than chip your way the whole out because it gives the opposition less chances to turn it over.
Something I learnt on Bend It Like Beckham is that the ball moves faster than people.
Well, that's correct. That's
so if correct. You can get the ball moving like that, then you're on.
Yeah, what moves faster than running? Yeah, move the footy. Make quick decisions, Dan, is what coaches in the AFL would say, not just bend it like Beckham. This is actually a thing that his coach, the footy. The
really?
Footy,
people do that in real life?
The footy moves faster than people. So if you make quick
unless
decisions.
Unless you're Mark Blitzarves who runs that was the full length in 10 15, or 15 seconds.
That was unbelievable.
Yeah.
That was sent in and I couldn't believe how hard he was working.
Like, that was awesome.
It's 150 metre run probably. It started pretty deep in his own back line and get it 20 metres out from his own goal. That's exceptional stuff. Very he great. Was a, I'm pretty sure he was a national steeplechaser before he came into the AFL. You can probably see why. Now, let's move gear sticks a little bit.
Yes.
That's not what we're moving, but we are moving gear sticks. Let's move gears a little bit.
I can't drive a manual.
Richmond, Melbourne, after the game, Melbourne beat Richmond convincingly, 85-40 or something. Like Richmond are nowhere at the moment. I will say that. They've got big injuries, but that's not the point. I caught this little interaction after the game, and at first glance, we're going to show you. I felt at the time, and I think this could be the case, that Dusty Martin tells Bailey Fritsch to get fucked.
Ooh.
Bailey Fritsch asks him, "What did you say?"
"You what?"
And Dusty Martin says, "You heard me. Get fucked." Let's have a look at the handshakes after the game.
All right, here he is.
Here's Dusty. That's Stephen May. Congratulations, mate. You're a big dog. You're a backman. I respect and love you as a human being. He moves in. Eyes up. Here we go.
Yep.
Keep talking about, mate. Yep, fuck you. You get fucked. Is that pretty much what was said? That was the interaction?
Basically. Yeah, and
so Reddit picked it up.
Reddit picked it up. And a lot of people are like, oh, gosh. Let's figure out what has happened here.
Like, why would
let's get detectives.
Because to me, Dusty Martin seems like the sort of bloke as a Norm Smith medalist, multiple.
Yep.
Brownlow medalist. I don't think he'd give too much of a fuck. We can just pause the vision there for a bit, boys. That'd be great.
So one person
I don't think he cares about Bailey Fritsch that much.
Well, because this person said, it's so weird because I've never seen Dusty in the back line to even know who he is.
He strikes me as a person who wouldn't give one fuck about Bailey Fritsch.
This is one person says, deaf guy here, an expert lip reader. Full disclosure, Dusty mumbles terribly and lip reading him is ultra difficult as he's walking up to me. I can't read what he says, but as he's walking away, he says, that's good to Viney and he says, well done, mate. So that's what one person thinks, but that's wrong. He said, as a fellow deaf and lip reader, one person said, he said, you can piss off. And he just slapped the hand and didn't shake it with Fritsch and said again, I said, piss off.
Yeah, but what do the people say about Bailey Fritsch as a person? Because clearly there's an issue there.
Well, it says, really tough here. Who doesn't like Bailey Fritsch? That's the opposite of what we're looking for, really. And then this person says, didn't he burn poor old Dusty with a helping hand up during the game? My wife saw it and was aghast that Fritsch would do that. So apparently Fritsch didn't help him up, which is basically maybe where this whole thing started.
Weren't people commenting on the looks of Bailey Fritsch and what school he went to? And perhaps there's a bit of a conspiracy as to people think he's
apparently
a private school boy.
Private school guy, but he's actually went to Lilydale, which I don't know. Do you know where Lilydale is?
Do you think Dusty does?
Dusty has no clue. This person says, why do people hate Bailey Fritsch? He doesn't seem the mouthy type like Mason Cox or Tom Patley, but he does seem pretty unassuming. And then someone says it's 100% the hair.
So this is turned into a full thing on Reddit.
Yeah. Bailey Fritsch, just the worst guy ever, apparently. And it makes sense why Dusty would go at him.
So the final comment on Reddit, which for mine, when I first saw this, and if you're watching along on YouTube, you would have done the same thing. I'm like, it doesn't quite seem like he's having a go at Dusty, at Bailey.
You and I actually tried to read it as people who aren't deaf.
I could see 12.
You could see 12. This is now the top comment on Reddit, LJ King 1403 has come through very clutch. This says, actual deaf bloke and lip reader here. And I'm thinking, okay.
There's a lot of people saying that.
This says, I'm surprised no one has noticed this, but he actually is pointing back at the rookie in the tracksuit top and says to Fritsch, fuck, he looks about 12. And Fritsch probably said, sorry, what? Which he did. And Dusty repeats himself and said, I said he looks about 12. So there's no hate between the two of them. And of course, everyone has. Let's maybe watch it back now and have a look.
Stephen May,
hello, mate. Great name.
You're flying out today or something. Yeah. No worries. Here comes Jack Viney. No worries. Then he sees the 12-year-old.
He's like, whoa.
And he goes, fuck, he looks about 12. He's like, mate, he looks about 12. Mate. And it's genuinely exactly what he said. Yeah. It's like
very good LJ King 1403 because everyone thought people hated Bailey Fritsch, which, I mean, I don't know him, so I can't comment.
The last thing I want to chat on today, Daniel, and this one came across the line, and I think this is just brilliant backmanship, right? We love backmanship here on Backchat. We love backs because they win premierships and they get the job done. So in a late high-scoring affair in the VFL, so Southport are playing Port Melbourne? No, I don't know who they're playing. Southport are playing somebody. We'll see it in the scores in a little bit. I want you to watch the man on the mark here. This is unnamed first name, but last name Woodcock, and not to be confused with Mitch Woodcock, who works at the West Australian here, unless he's doubling as a VFL player for Southport.
Good.
I think this is one of the all-time sells I've ever seen. Let's have a look at this as the man on the mark goes to work.
Comes off. Ben Thomas. They win this. It'll be all about him. Oh, he's a great footballer, Ben Thomas.
Umpire comes from the center of ground. Thomas. That's touched. Goal umpire cuts the commentator off. Watch how far away from the man on the mark this is. It is at least a meter away.
It could be, I don't know.
He is jumped. And the technique here, I look for clarification today, but I believe what he's done, he's clicked his heels together and clapped his hands at the same time.
To make it sound like it.
He sucked the central umpire in with no, there's no edge or there's no goal review system in the VFL. And the bloke's called touch. Now, they didn't go on to win the game, but I think that's brilliant.
That's such poor goal umpiring, but even better, scallywagging from a defender.
If you've got any scallywagging behavior you'd like to report, we'd love you to send them in to backchatpodcast.com.au/fines or just send us an email, hello@backchatpodcast.com.au.
Here's a photo. Look how far off he was.
Thank you. I forgot about the photo.
That's like a meter, but you can see the clap.
the clap and the click of the heels and thanks for coming. That's touched. We'll see you later on. Oh, I think that's brilliant. That's if you've got anything so else you can send in like that, some real like dour backman type behavior.
Trickster behavior. Yes, Nick.
His name is Boyd Woodcock as well, which is a great defender's good. Name.
And, Boyd Woodcock. And he's a brilliant player. Boyd Woodcock's a very good player and that's why. Like clearly, doesn't get goals kicked on him because every time it's touched, like it goes through the goals, it's touched. Sorry, yeah,
because he cheats.
No, it's not cheating, Nick. It's just bending the rules to your favour. It's not the backman's fault of the umpire can't make the right decision.
There's no rule that says you can't clap.
That'd be like saying, I don't know, like giving someone an ear massage is cheating. Like if it gets called as a high free kick, it's a free kick.
Did you ever try that tattoo?
Absolutely. Fucking what, that one right there?
That one right there.
I haven't done that. So I'm disappointed I didn't find out that during my playing career because I would have tried to roll that out. I feel like at AFL level with video, with edge, with goal review, you're not quite getting away with it. Yeah, correct. Now, talking about getting away with things, as I try to segue into this ad, I don't know if we're going to get away with this, but I hope we bloody do. This is some of the best work the team here at Backchat Studios have put together.
I agree.
Of course, the podcast powered by Paywise this year.
At the moment it is.
And our brand new, very happy to announce, brand ambassador for Paywise, Jeremy McGovern and I, sat down during the week to give you an advert.
Hi, I'm Will and I'm a backman.
Hi, I'm Gov and I'm a Paywise ambassador.
And you're a backman.
And a Paywise ambassador. And a lot of people are always asking me what a novated lease is about.
What exactly do you tell them about, mate? Spoiling, winning premierships, all Australians. Mate, it's all you're good for. You're a backman.
Yeah, and more. Skelly, you're a big dog in the media now. Arguably the biggest in Australia, if you ask yourself. I've spoken to a lot of Paywise customers, and I'm a man of the people.
Is that right? Man of the people. What do you speak to the customers about? Your All-Australian jackets you won while I was playing on your man in the back line?
I wouldn't even know where my All-Australian jackets are, actually. But I do know the best way to get a new car is through Paywise Novated Leasing.
Is that right?
Guaranteed.
Tell you what, champion, you sound like you know a lot about novated leases. Tell me all about it.
Well, novated leases allow you to pay for your car using pre-tax income. So you pay much less tax and save heaps of money.
Save heaps of money. Now it's all starting to make sense why Moneybags McGovern wants to get involved.
No. I'm serious. It does not matter how much money you make. Novated leases from Paywise allow you to make one payment each payday. And that covers your vehicle finance, insurance, registration, fuel, servicing, and tyres.
You know what then, mate? You better tell Maddie then, because she runs all your bank accounts, doesn't she?
Yeah, she does. And as you know, Skelly, happy wife, happy life. We made it. There's a calculator on the Paywise website that shows you what the costs are based on the type of car, your salary, how much you drive. Check it out and find out how much you'll save with Paywise.
Does the calculator calculate how much of your contract you're going to have to give to Harley to keep in the club next year?
No, it depends how his back holds up because I've been carrying you for the last 10 years.
Okay, righto. Well, we're backmen. We love Paywise. If you want to find out more, contact Paywise today about novated leasing. In danger of you actually letting your lines, big fella?
I am a backman, not a lineman, a backman.
We know.
Yeah, I know. We all know.
You've got the touch. You've got the power.
Far out. Tap touch. There you go. Did you like that pay wise?
So good.
Yeah, very good.
Did you notice how shiny Gov's bonnet was? It's because I cleaned it.
With your mouth? You were very excited to see Gov in the house.
Oh, boy. I wore his old Australian jacket.
Now, we've moved straight to Tab Touch here. Tab Touch powering us over here.
The AFL.
I will say, there'll be some heads rolling after this one. Oh, there's going to be some heads rolling. What?
The AFL, they're doxing us. They're onto us. They're making all the issues come out, all the gremlins.
I've been against your tin foiling, but I'm about to roll straight into one.
Okay.
Because I want to tell you what happened on the weekend. Thanks to Tab Touch, we had a bet on the weekend, right? And it was the line bets. Fremantle and West Coast to win at the line.
It was a good bet.
We took Freo under 2.5. So we had a little bit of a 2.5 margin to make up.
Easy.
Covered them easily. Don't worry about that.
Yep.
So we go into Sunday, the West Coast Eagles. 32.5 points we have them at the line. So we are getting a 5 and a bit head start, 5 and a bit goal head start on the Gold Coast
Easily
Suns.
Cover that.
We kicked the first 3 goals of the game. I start thinking to myself, I should have put a lot on it, but I couldn't because it was a $20 max bet. Because it's all
that would have bumped it out to what, 50?
What, $1,000? What?
The 50 that would wouldn't that bumped it out to like a 50-point buffer then?
What?
Correct?
18 up. Yeah.
Yeah. After we're 18 up.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Yes. The line. Yes. Now. Yeah, we were up by 50 points 3 minutes into the
game. Yes. That's right.
We were winning by 50 points 3 points into the game, and as we go on, Gold Coast start to get back a little bit. Yeah. Half time. Going okay.
AFL still, makes a few goals.
We're still up by 5 goals. Mm-hmm. No worries whatsoever. I want to play you this video and just show you what happened at the end of this game. Boy. So we very much had this locked away with odds. I don't know if I can talk about them or not, but the odds were significant.
Oh, good.
Let's have a look at this video.
All right. So where are we? 4 minutes, 25 left. Well, 4 minutes. There we go. And they've just kicked a goal to put them within a good amount.
24 points up, 2 minutes, 20 to go. 24 points up, 2:20 to go. So we're still in the money. 25 points up, a minute, 26 to go.
Well and truly.
With a minute, 24 to go, we're up by 31 points, still in the money. With a minute to go, we're still in the money. With 24 seconds, 22 seconds, Max King jails it. They've kicked 3 goals in 3 minutes to take the absolute victory out of the jaws of defeat. I didn't say that right. I feel like I'm commentating the South Fremantle, bloody Swan District, East Fremantle game, whatever the fuck that was. I can't believe that.
So they how much did they win by in the end? 38 or something.
It doesn't matter, mate. The last goal with 24 seconds to go completely cooked us. Your
completely.
Team.
Completely. And we fumbled the whole game and then we fumbled that last thing as well.
You win some, you lose more. For free and confidential support, call 1-800-858-858 or visit gamblinghelponline.org.au. We pretty much had a winning bet that was absolutely stripped of us by the AFL. West Coast Eagles, not the AFL, the West Coast Eagles. You get them kick 3 goals in 3 minutes. Oh, boy. I'm going to calm down a little bit. Backchat Backman of the Year. Thanks to Tab Touch, my favourite part of the podcast.
Let's go.
Where we actually reward
us happy, Backman.
The real superstars of our game. Get a little lick here. And it's a tight leaderboard, I've got to be honest. There's some superstars in this one. Tom Barris has been going well, but he copped a week, so he wasn't able to score this week. Ben Miller from Richmond going well. Charlie Ballard from Gold Coast. But it's at the top of Bodie the leaderboard Ulland. That is starting to really heat up.
Can I just say that someone commented last week on YouTube and said, Scully mucked it up. He did the 3 votes first, then the 2, then the 1. I want to tell you that was deliberate because we had a great video that we needed to play for the guy who got 1 vote. That's so right. Don't come at us when you don't know the facts.
So who was that video of?
I can't remember, but it was deliberate.
All right? Was our man at GWS?
Yes.
Lee Collier.
Oh, with that huge spoil.
That's exactly right.
So good.
So back to normal programming though this week. We're going to give you the 1, 2, 3 votes. And the Backchat Backman of the Year, thanks to Tab Touch, number one vote goes to Liam Jones from the Western Bulldogs. Now, it was a solid game from Liam. He had a fair few spoils. His one-on-ones were good. The algorithm spits it out. I understand they weren't amazing.
No.
But maybe without Liam Jones, they would have lost by more to the Freo Dockers.
Kept taking on the big kahuna at times.
That's correct. 2 votes in the same game.
Another Western Bulldog?
Alex Pierce, Freo Dockers.
Our
moves.
Guy.
Himself right to the top of the leaderboard.
Does he?
That's correct. He's on first place.
Gee.
But I can just move quickly into 3 votes because we have a tie at the top of the leaderboard. Let's watch the video of the 3-voter right now. Play the tape, please. Let's bloody go. Harris Andrews, the captain of the... Oh, my goodness. That is fucking amazing. Let's have another look. Bye-bye. Yeah. We love GWS, but we love Backman a little bit more than you. I'm sorry. Oh, my goodness. Destroyed. Absolutely mounted as well, who was on at the end of the ground there. And let's get another inside 50. Bang! He's put it 10 so rows good. Back.
And I love this one. just hold,
that's just perfect.
That's just holding his man.
It's called holding your man down, mate. So the other players, you know, Jeremy McGovern, is that
isn't that a free kick?
No, not if you hold it on that side. There's no umpires on the boundary side.
Brilliant.
Yeah, that's what you got to know. So Harris Andrews, 3 votes.
Yes.
Moves to equal first.
Wow.
I think it's starting to take shape. Our top five right now, I think, is brilliant. Alex Pierce from the Freo Dockers, who I would have as the best backman in the competition right now, he's in first place.
Huge.
So do what you will with that. Yep. The Jack Buckley medal.
It rewards, the algorithm works.
It rewards great defenders. Harris Andrews right alongside him. Look, the Brisbane Lions haven't started how they would have liked. But imagine what they would have started like without Harris Andrews.
That's true.
They'd be level with Hawthorn, North Melbourne, no wins on the board. So you can thank your lucky stars for the two wins, Brisbane Lions, because Harris Andrews, your leader, is actually keeping you in game. Yep. Jacob Wiedering in second/third position. He's third on the leader table. 5 votes. Sam Collins is on 3 votes. And Charlie Ballard rounding out the top 5 with 3 votes.
So out of the top 4, 3 of them have been on our back chat live show last 3 or 4 weeks.
Who hasn't?
Jacob Wiedering hasn't. Good. And we would like him on soon.
All right. We're going to ask for that about that. I will say the 3 voters this week, Liam Jones, Alex Pierce, Harris Andrews.
Mm-hmm.
They're all Backchat sponsored athletes.
Are they?
Straight into that update as well. So those three are going well.
Well done.
Needless to say, they're going very well. A couple of other highlights across the weekend. At Essendon, we back in Nick Martin week to week. Our sponsored player, our Backchat player.
Come home, Nick.
Our backman.
Mm-hmm.
He's been cut.
Yeah, cut him.
We've absolutely cut him.
Too much, Nick.
Nick Martin's been moved into the forward line on Anzac Day.
Yuck.
He's had 12 touches.
Yep.
He's kicked a goal. He's almost kicked another one. He's pretty much won them the game.
Disgraceful.
It's not disgraceful.
Do we blame Nick or do we blame coaching staff? Adam Uzay.
Nick Martin like that, mate. Nick Martin was our sponsor player and we respect him. It's not disgraceful.
Yeah, that's right.
What's that?
Adam Uzay used to play. I don't know where Adam
Uzay has nothing to do with Essendon. He's done nothing apart from played against
him. I'm just blaming people.
Played for Melbourne, now coaches Richmond, you fuckwit. Nick Martin has been cut.
Yeah, see ya. Bye.
Right. No, see, you're still being disrespectful to Nick Martin. We love Nick Martin. He's just too good to be our sponsored backman because he's being played in the forward line.
He doesn't meet the criteria.
Okay, but stop disrespecting him. You're talking about him as if he's a fucking forward. He's a backman that's had to go and fix their forward line.
Okay.
Understand that?
Fair. Yep.
Okay, thank you. Mason Redmond's our guy now.
Yeah, good.
All right. Chips in with Mason Redmond. Sam Niconing, our big game from the young fella at Geelong, our backchat backman down at Geelong. He's had 7 spoils.
Big.
One kick.
One.
Yeah, I like that. I love that sort of operator. Yes. When you have more spoils and you have touches. One kick, 4 handballs, 5 touches on that. Mate, they beat Carlton, right? So there's so much you can do. No. Not statting up in the back line when you're winning by that much against a good side. Thanks for coming.
Cheap pill.
Buddy, tick Sam DeCody.
Well done.
A bit of a round of applause. That's for Jack Buckley, the inaugural medalist. It was his 50th game of the weekend. True. So congratulations, well, Jack. Just a little bat raise, not a big one, but just a little one.
Just a nod.
Jack Buckley, thanks for coming. Sam Frost, not so positive here. Got towed up. Was absolutely nowhere. He had 1 mark. He had 2 kicks. And Laurie McDonald gave him an absolute bath.
You know what, though?
Sometimes you cop that as a backup.
Sometimes you do. There has to usually just be one guy that cops that, right? And if you happen to be that for the sake of your team, well done to you for being the sacrifice.
Stinking game, mate. It's an absolute stinking game. All right, we're here to support you, though. Can tell you that, Frosty. We are here for you. Lewis Malik and the Pelican, just a shout-out. He could be our MVP this year. Dow defender, love Dow him. Haircut, Dow operator. Right, he's the sort of guy that goes out with the boys on the weekend because, of course he does. He's a backman.
Yeah, make sure everyone gets home safe.
He doesn't do that. He just sits in the corner. He sinks 1,000 beers, and his behaviour does not alter.
Great.
He gets there, and it's the Pelican. Yep. He leaves, and it's the Pelican. There's no alter egos. There's no extending of personalities. It's just what you see is what you get.
Good. Right? We want that.
And he takes that onto the park as well.
Great.
Just want to give a shout out to Lewis Pelican. Thank you very much. Footy tips as well, Dan. I got 8 on the weekend.
Did you? I got 7.
Bad luck. Footy tips, thanks to the Alpha. $250 voucher going to, we're going to go with Kyle. See Kyle. Kyle, I don't know, man. CK, Kyle.
Cost you.
I don't know what's happening. He got 9 with a 1-point margin. I don't know if you could go any better. I don't know if you go any better.
That sounds like
you only go better if you hit the margin.
That sounds like he forgot to tip that game. No one's tipping a draw. Was that the first game?
No, it wasn't. It was a Wednesday night game.
Well, there you go.
So yeah.
Well, yeah, he forgot because it was a Wednesday night.
You still with
game.
Us, or did you get fucking unplugged? You, I got unplugged.
No, my theory makes sense. Wednesday night, forgot there was a game on. So then he gets the away team and he gets the 0-point margin.
I got there 8 20-point margin. You got 7 20-point margin. We say the same margin, or do we not pick our margins? Is that what happened? I think that might have been the case.
Yeah.
And overall. Dan Cont sits at 223rd with 37 tips. Scully's at 193rd with 40 tips. Not a great day to be back chat tipsters.
But I don't have a choice in who I tip, so it's not my fault.
Okay, very good. Out this week, our guest episode will be Josh Carter. He used to be Josh Hill. He now goes by Carter. I played with him at the West Coast Eagles. He debuted at the Western Bulldogs. And we've got a great chat coming up.
The worst thing about that day was I had no time to prepare mentally for it.
What happened to the number? The number 31, you never wore it again.
Well, that was probably my bad luck, was playing one game in 31.
One and done.
The AFL at that time coming in, there was not much cultural awareness in terms of how do you deal with that abuse for a player.
You want to share a problem with someone and they're like, yeah, good on you, mate. Like, I can't buy a grocery this week and you're worried about not getting picked
exactly.
football.
That's exactly how it felt. There was that period for, I think, 2 years coming out of the game that I was really in a dark place, you know, mentally.
And it's like everything, right?
Yep.
It's bigger than football.
Bigger than football.
That's why that's a big issue.
Well, that's good.
There we go. Hilly Dard, knew him as for a long time. So it's a great chat. That'll be out on Wednesday. Daniel, we made it. We bloody got to the end of it. I'll tell you what, we did it. Thanks for staying with us, those on YouTube. But thanks for listening along. Sorry about the mid-season stuff, but that's okay. We're a third of the way through the AFL year, and sometimes you get to make mistakes to get better. A big thanks to our sponsors, Paywise, powering the podcast. Jeremy McGovern, our new brand ambassador. Thank you very much for coming. Tab Touch, our friends over there, Shelter Brewing Co., Whippersnapper Whiskey, ID Athletic, Mumba Digital, all big thank yous there. If you're not a Patreon, you bloody should be. Make sure you sign up as a VIP over at backchatpodcast.com.au because we got merch discounts over there and merch is popping off its head on our website right now. I will say that. Shelter, our Backchat Ale merch is on our website, backchatstudios.com.au. Yes.
Someone asked me on the weekend, hey, where can I get the Up the Coasters shirt that I saw you wearing? I sent them the link. He said, mate, there's no larges left. I said, should have got in early. There you go. Lesson learned.
A lot of our stuff is we're only making short runs of them, and if you don't get in while they're there. So I would say if you want some of the merch we've been wearing, if you want a bit of this action, hey?
Yeah, that's a great hoodie.
Had a lot of compliments over it.
Yeah, people love it.
You know who do love it? Who does love it?
Who?
The West Coast Eagles backline. We gave one to Jeremy McGovern. I've had three messages from the boys.
Oh, yes.
They're dying to get him in there. Great. So if you're a bigger size, I'd be getting on right now because they could be gone by the time the boys get a hold of them. That's us done and dusted, Daniel. Make sure you give us a follow over on Backchat on socials, Backchat double underscore, Backchat Studios at YouTube. You know what to do there. And on Friday's show, because if you've just been joining us for Mondays and you don't know about Friday, we do have a show on Fridays. It gets
same
a bit
time.
Loose in here.
Yep.
4:30 live on YouTube. Hamish Brayshaw will be back.
He'll be back, yep.
We will have, I reckon, Jacob Weedery on the show.
Oh,
I'm calling it.
Call it.
They play Friday as well.
What?
Might get him before the game. Might get him from the rooms. Might get Anthony Koutafidis to interview him. I don't know. You'll have to be here Friday.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.